Hello, Podlers. Coming up, two kids have gone viral, and that's because they've got a very good point.
One that comes on my street is either £1 a pee or £2. Like, he's going to get nowhere with that.
No, he ain't, is it?
No, he ain't.
That's well bad, isn't it?
Yeah, he should know. And he only does card. Stood there with my cash.
That's well bad, isn't it?
Well bad.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You've just had the weekend. I hope it went well and you had fun. Well, I don't just want to ask that down the microphone and through your device. I want you to get in touch at 8 12 50, but you can only use emojis. Nick gets us underway. We've got the bride emoji, then a cake emoji, a TV emoji, a camera emoji. Then there's a building, a green car, a tent. Then the kind of yellow little face emoji that's got the big black frame glasses, mm-hmm. and then a tree. Nick says, obviously this translates, so it's nice that he's done that for us.
Yeah,
it was my wife's birthday, so we went along to see the Antiques Roadshow being filmed.
Oh, wow.
I did some good onlooker gawping and met Mark Hill, the expert from Antiques Roadshow, who looks like Andy Bush. And that's from another Bush alike, and that's from Nick. We also have a train. We have a couple together. We have a beer. We have theatre. Must keep the arts alive. We got a bowl of some kind of food. Then we got a sleepy emoji. This is from Erica. And she says, Dave, team, Friday got the train to London, met our friends, had some beers, went to the theatre to see Tina Turner the musical.
Great choice.
Wow, amazing, by the way. Have you seen it, Glenn?
I have not, but we must keep the... Yeah, you got to... Yeah,
the arts
you must
alive.
Keep the arts alive.
Do you know, I have seen Tina Turner the musical.
Have you? Is it excellent?
It is excellent. It is amazing. Have you seen Tina Turner the musical, Anna?
I have, but I must admit, I think I was sat in the wrong seat because, you know, at the end, all I could see...
Well,
was
hang on, plot spoil here.
I know, I won't give away, but all I could see was her legs.
Oh. Now, you know who's got an irrational fear of Tina Turner's legs? The Hyper Beast Womble, producer Mark.
Wow.
Yeah.
Full on phobia.
Yeah. That and we don't need another hero phobia. Yeah. And of course, watching other human beings eat a banana. So he's a very confused young
and
man.
And he sent
right
that
there.
To you all in emojis.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's one of the first things he ever said to me because I would say what a huge Tina Turner fan I am. He said, oh, as a kid,
yeah.
I was
big fan
of
from the
legs.
Waist up. From the waist up, big fan.
Yeah, so you literally lived the Hype Beast Womble's nightmare that fateful night. But it is a fantastic production, isn't it?
Yeah, it was brilliant, apart from the leg
thing. Yeah, apart from the leg thing. Then Erica went for some food, then he got the train back up to Newcastle, and now she's shattered. So they're two great weekends in emojis. Keep
the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You know what, this weekend in emojis thing, it provides such an interesting, fascinating snapshot of what our listeners are up to. I love it. We've got the shamrock emoji, a watch emoji, a champagne emoji, a emoji, then a shamrock emoji, then two sick face emojis. Dave, I went to Dublin for the Breitling Watch Convention and the boutique that hosted us gave us free champagne. I had the best time, but yesterday I was fighting my demons. Then we have a football emoji, a cup emoji, a sun emoji, another football emoji, a red love heart emoji, a desert island emoji, a hot dog, a burger and some beer. Whew. Dave and the team. Football cup game, then Sunday charity game, alongside playing in this tournament, former X Factor, I'm a Celeb and Dancing on Ice contestant.
Who could this be?
Tina Turner. No. Jake Quickenden.
Oh!
Now there, I think that says it all, doesn't it? I think that reaction
but
is priceless.
Completed the holy trinity of reality shows. That's impressive stuff.
Well,
I do remember him.
Do you remember Jake Quickenden?
He was a nice-looking man, yeah.
He was a nice... How did you describe dishy? That's
dishy.
It. That's your word, dishy.
They could have just used... There's a Quickenden emoji. Oh, he should have just used that. As famously... He's got his own emoji, yeah.
I'm reliably informed by the member of the team who watches kind of reality TVs and has done for many, many years, Hypebeast Womble Mark, that he flew directly from being kicked off of X Factor directly into the jungle.
Wow.
Right? I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, that's the shiny panini sticker, isn't it? It's like Simon Cowell's like, I'm sorry, it's not worked out for you. You've not got enough votes, you go, and you just get on a plane to Australia and meet Ant and Dec.
Yeah, a transfer deadline day move from Arsenal to Spurs is what's just happened there.
He's the Sol Campbell. He is. He's the reverse Sol Campbell, is Jake Quickenden. Thank you, everyone, for sharing your weekend in emojis. Right, coming up in the next hour of the show, Anna and Glenn are going to do the social ammunition, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to win your way into Green Day on 10 weeks of tickets.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters. And with that in mind, in 25 minutes' time, you will have the chance to win your way into Green Day thanks to 10 weeks of tickets. But right now, in the absence of Matt Dyson, since Forrest were confirmed staying up, no one's heard from Matt. He's just
nice.
He's partying hard. He's with 4D. They're out there. They're having the time of their lives, and they deserve it. So, Glenn, you've decided to step up and do the social ammunition for us.
And I fortunately encountered some mind-blowing information on the way in this morning. And this stummy. It's about the Mandela effect. Are we all aware of the Mandela effect?
When you believe something to be true.
You have a vivid memory of something that never happened.
Okay.
So it's called the Mandela effect because loads of people assumed that Nelson Mandela had, like, died in prison in the 80s. And then when they saw him in the early 2000s alive, they were like, but I remember him. It's specific memories. But people always say that you remember the line, Luke, I am your father. He doesn't say that. He says, no, I am your father. He doesn't say Luke. So, but everyone has this collective. So, but I saw a tweet this morning. This is from Mrs. Steve O'Brien on Twitter. It says, Mandela effect, a lot and nonsense. I've never met anyone who thought Nelson Mandela died in prison in the 80s, but you can't move for people who remember Jaws' girlfriend in Moonraker having braces. I have such a specific image in my head of that's how and why they fell in love in Moonraker is because he's got metal teeth and she's got braces. I have such a specific, and there are thousands of people who have gone, but no, she doesn't, and everyone's looked it up online, she does not have braces.
Hang on, I'm just trying to take myself back to every Easter weekend since the 80s.
Well, so, yeah.
She's got pigtails.
She's got pigtails, glasses, and a full set of train track braces in my head that apparently do not exist.
They don't exist.
They don't exist. They feel like I'm going insane.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway, okay. That's absolutely blowing
my
mind.
That's a big one.
Also, this really should blow your mind. This is from Katie Terry on Twitter, who found out that, according to the Wikipedia, on alligators and crocodiles, they have no finite lifespan, which means they can't die from old age. So crocodiles and alligators are immortal.
Wow.
They can only die from just other things. So if you see an alligator, there's a chance it's about 63 million years old. But the problem is they can't talk to you and share their memories.
No.
Isn't that a shame?
Can you stop dropping the harrowing truth bombs this morning, please? I really miss Matt Dyson. First, no braces in Moonraker, and now alligators live forever.
And actually, we're all having existential crises here. Okay, right, let's lighten the mood. Let's lighten the mood with some aggressive children who are talking like a furious Neil Warnock. This was posted by Karis Lambert from Bernie, who's got 8-year-old twin nieces called Marnie and Myla. She sent them to go get ice cream, and this is how they reacted when they came back.
Girls, what's just happened?
So, there's an ice cream van there selling just two ice creams with two chewing gums in it.
Yeah.
£9 for two of them.
£9 for two?
Yeah, £9. That is going to get nowhere. One that comes on my street is either £1 a pee or £2. Like, you're going to get nowhere with that.
No, he ain't, is
there? No, he ain't.
That's well bad, isn't it?
You should know. And he only does card. Stood there with my cash.
That's well bad, isn't it?
Well bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, bet he can hear me.
That is what my mates from out of town sound like every time I take them to a pub in Soho in London.
Yeah. The idea as well that they're still called 99, you sort of go, I don't know how you're meant to explain to a kid why it's called 99. So it's a joke they had in the 80s, apparently. I think. Anyway, you'll be talking about it later. I saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Once again, welcome along to The Breakfast Show. We just had your social ammo with Glenn Moore. A fascinating social ammo, as it always is when Glenn does it. Obviously, when Matt does it, it's just a series of things that we're led to believe are talking animals, but they're really not. They're just Matt dragging us along with him, using all of his will and his might. However, on Friday morning's edition of the social ammo, Matt brought us a really funny clip from comedian and friend of the show, Josh Pugh. And he has a brand new bit, an idea, a concept about back in the day asking the bill payer's permission. If you missed it, have a listen to this.
Hey, Dad, how was work? Hard. OK, well, I'm glad you're back, actually. I've got a question to ask you. You know the landline telephone? Yeah, could I use it, please, to make a call? You know the girl band Eternal? Eternal. Yeah, well, they're on CBBC right now, and I wanted to give them a call to ask if they could tour with anybody in the world, who would it be and why? Just thought it'd be nice to know. Okay, no problem. All right. Have we got any stamped addressed envelopes? No, okay, no problem. See you in a bit. Sorry, see you later.
So, we're taking inspiration from our friend Josh Pugh for the texter today. The topic du jour, the question I would like to ask you is, back in the day, did you ever call into a TV or radio show and ask a band or a celebrity guest a question? So, you know, were you able to make contact with Howard Donald from Take That via Sarah Green to find out if he likes ham or cheese best? Did you call into a radio show broadcasting from a festival and ask Liam and Noel a burning question? Are you the infamous five-star kid? If you know, you know. Or did you, you know, ring up and speak to Eternal on CBBC like Josh wanted to do? Did you live his dream for him? Atomic Kitten on Nickelodeon? I don't care. I just want to know. Back in the day, did you ever call into a TV or radio show and get to ask a band or a celebrity guest a question?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's get down to business.
10 weeks of tickets.
The business of giving you the chance to win a pair of tickets to see Green Day as we play our brand new game, Dilemma. Of course, Dilemma is the name of a Green Day song, but what we're going to do is dial Emma, somebody named Emma, or... All you have to do is use our 20-second timer to ask as many questions as you like to decide if we really did dial Emma. And the first person to play this brand new game is George. Hello, George.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. George likes the main station, big Green Day fan. Are you ready to play?
I am, yeah.
Okay, good luck. Let's dial Emma. I hope they pick up. Hello? Who's there on line two?
Good morning, it's Emma.
Or is it? Okay, George, any early impressions of whether that could be an Emma or not flooding into your mind and heart?
Not really,
yes. No, okay. Well, I'm going to start your 20-second timer. Ask as many questions as you like. Your time starts now.
Where are you?
Sorry, what did you say?
Where are you from?
Oh, the line's a bit bad, I think.
Yeah, George, think ask again.
Where are you from, Emma?
I'm from Edinburgh.
Right. Have you got any children?
No.
Have you got a nickname?
Yes, M's or MG.
Oh, okay. I'll let you have a bit more than 20 seconds there, George. It seemed only fair because you had some bad signal for a moment at the beginning. But just to confirm, the answer to your final question, do you have a nickname? The answer was yes, MZ. Okay, so thank you. George, it is time for you to decide to win a pair of tickets to see Green Day. My big question to you is, yes or no, did we dial Emma?
Yes.
You're saying yes? Can the person on line two confirm? Are ye an Emma or not?
I am indeed a real Emma.
Yes! Yes, we did dial Emma. George Technology tried to get in the way, but you nailed it. You've won two tickets to see Green Day.
Kidding. Oh,
well done. I'm going to let you go, George, because what you're saying right now is probably really emotional and this has probably changed your life for the better, but unfortunately, no one can hear you, so I'm just going to go. But what I want to do is say that we've not just got any Emma, any old Emma on the line. We have got Emma, one half of Absolute Radio Sisters, is with us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hello. Hi, Em.
Good morning, everybody.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you all?
Very well, thanks. How's Rachel?
She's really good. Yeah, Noah just turned one the other week, so we had a little birthday party for him.
Oh.
That's so cute. Send our love, won't you? And how's the wedding plans going for you?
Really good, yeah. Everything's going well so far, so I'm excited. But still got another year to go.
Oh, okay, another year to go. Well, listen, thank you for coming on and doing this, because we know that George is overjoyed to be seeing Green Day, so thanks for being a part of that. And you can still listen to Absolute Radio U, a.k.a. Absolute Radio Sisters, where real sibling rivalry matters, on Absolute Radio Premium, just so you know. It is well worth checking out. Emma, send our love to everybody. We'll speak to you real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where I wondered, back in the day, were you ever the kind of kid who called into a TV or radio show and got to ask a band or celebrity a question? And if so, what did you ask them? Well, joining us right now, we have Esther. Good morning, Esther.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. How are you?
We're great. Hello. Thanks.
Hi,
for
Esther.
Asking. Esther's currently on the train. Are you flanked on either side by fellow commuters right now?
I've got a lady strolling desperately through something. It
might
look very boring as we approach London Bridge.
Okay, wow. What a great update. So there's a lady sat to
live commentary.
Doom scrolling as you approach London Bridge. So tell us, first of all, did you call a TV or a radio show?
Capital, super early 90s.
Okay, you called Capital back in the early 90s. And which celebrity did you get to speak to?
Misha Paris.
Mm-hmm. My One Temptation, Misha Paris.
Misha Paris.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is in the early 90s. And what were you desperate to know from Misha Paris?
Well, they said, please ask something interesting so that it kind of stands out. Couldn't think of anything. I saw one of my parents' magazines and I said, what's your interior design style? I don't actually care.
How old were you at the time, Esther?
I think 15, 16.
So you're a 15-year-old calling Capital asking Misha Paris what her interior style is.
Exactly. And, you know, I didn't even really care. And I'm sure she must have been so bored.
Well, how did she answer that question?
She said something really vanilla, like, quite contemporary.
Quite contemporary and probably vanilla. Esther, great having you on the show. Enjoy the remainder of your commute. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
Speak to you later. Bye now. So we've got Misha Paris being asked about her interior design style. Where do we go next?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dedicating part of the show to ask, were you ever one of those lucky kids who got on air on a TV and radio show and asked a band or celebrity a question? Joining us right now, we have Joe. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Joe, welcome to the show. So we've just heard from a listener named Esther asking Misha Paris about her interior design favourites. she called into Capital. Tell us, who did you call? Was it a TV or a radio show?
Well, it was back in the 80s, and I think it was GMTV. I was off school sick watching daytime telly.
Right. Did you ask the Bill Payers permission?
Yes, of course.
So you're off school, you're poorly, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So what kind of pricks your interest on daytime TV? Who do you see? Who prompts you to pick up that landline?
I am, like everyone in the 80s, a massive Neighbours fan. And I see that Clive, the ginger doctor from Neighbours...
he was affectionately known.
I phoned up to speak to him, and in a very pretentious 10-year-old way, asked him whether he'd ever considered doing Shakespeare.
I love that.
Oh, That's brilliant, Joe. So, Jeff, someone, Jeff Payne, Jeff Peters, that was the name of the actor who played
him.
So, he was Dr. Clive Gibbons in Neighbours, and you decided, 10-year-old you, to ask him if he'd ever thought about tackling the work of the Bard. And what was his response to that?
Well, then he talked a lot about whether it was okay to talk about the Scottish play in a TV studio, and whether things were going to start falling on his head.
Oh,
I seem to remember something about that. So
Did you have any idea what he was talking about when making that reference to the Scottish play?
Of course, because I was a very pretentious 10-year-old.
Right, OK, right, that's fair enough. Are you sure you weren't just going, oh, why didn't I ask him about Harold Bishop? Why have I not asked about Bouncer, the Scottish dog? Why have I asked about this?
I wanted to know if he would like to play Hamlet or Macbeth.
Right, okay. I mean, it's a beautiful question. I love it, Joe. Thank you so much. You've really raised the whole standard of my listenership with this phone call, Joe. So I appreciate you greatly. Have a lovely day. Speak to you later
on.
Keep them coming. 8:12:50.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dave Berry presents Kids World Records.
It is Monday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we spent a little bit of today discussing whether you, as a child, called into a TV or radio show and got to ask a band or a celebrity guest a question. Well, with that in mind, there is a kid, the chosen one, the golden child, who called into this radio show, but not to speak to a celebrity guest, no, because this kid wants to become a record breaker. He wants to come to these state-of-the-art studios tomorrow morning, and he wants to try and peel as many mandarins as he possibly can in 1 minute and grab that world record. And I am so pleased to say that that kid has called into the radio show yet again as we say, good morning, Taylor.
Hello, Dave.
So, the big day is nearly upon us. How are you feeling?
Excited.
Yeah, you're excited. We can't wait to meet you. So the next time I see you tomorrow, are you going to be running around? You're going to be pumped up? You're going to be like Tyson Fury walking into the ring? Or are you going to be calm and zen and collected?
Maybe calm when I, like, actually walk in, but, like, very happy and excited after I get it.
Can we organise you any kind of walk-in music? Would you like a boxer? Is there a favourite song of yours that you'd like to walk into?
Oh my gosh. Velociraptor.
Velociraptor by Kasabian, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, consider it done. I know the Kasabian boys will be so pleased to hear that you've chosen that as your walk-on music as you attempt to break a record. Taylor, is your mum with you right now?
Yes.
Can you pass her the phone, please?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Celine. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
I've not had a chance to speak to you in a little while. This is all, it's all happening so quickly, isn't it? They grow up so fast. How are you feeling about your 11-year-old son coming to our studios and attempting to break a world record? Are you proud of him?
Very, very proud. Always proud of him. But, this is nice. It's fun.
Where do you think he'll keep his certificate if he breaks the record?
Oh, that's a good question. I expect it will be on the fridge for a while.
On the fridge, OK. And has he been doing as much practice as he's been telling us? I'm not trying to be like a teacher here checking in on the homework, but Taylor says he's been really going at it. He's nailed it. He even told us last week that he'd got his PB of 6.5 satsumas in a minute. So has he been putting the hard yards in?
Yes, we have half a fridge shelf full of naked citrus fruit.
Oh, close the door! Celine, we look forward to meeting you at long last in person tomorrow. We will get Velociraptor by Kasabian lined up for Taylor's walk-on music. Thank you very much indeed. See you tomorrow morning.
See ya.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Please don't do it to us. We love taking part in the smash, but not on a Monday. Come on, man. It's too tough. Save it for Wednesday or Thursday when we're in gear, Dave. I can't earn a shout-out just after 9 now, Dave. Yes, you can. You can do it. Come on, we're in it together. It's puns, it's wordplay. It's fun. And it's a social ammo special today. Glenn did the social ammo in Matt's absence. He's still out with Fordy after Forest secured their Premier League status. Hope the boys are having fun. So what we had in the social ammo was an amazing story of two young girls on TikTok complaining about the cost of an ice cream. With due cause, it was £9 for two ice creams.
Insane.
So we love that. That was brought to us in the social ammo. You can see that on the Absolute Radio socials. The other thing we had was the fact that Jaws' girlfriend in the movie Moonraker doesn't have braces, but everyone seems to think she does, and that's why they're attracted to one another in the first place. Mm-hmm. So, with that in mind, the smash is anything to do with ice cream, ice creams, lollipops versus movies. 8, 12, 15. Make sure you include your name and where you are. Neapolitan Dynamite.
Oh, lovely.
We've got Comfortably Magnum.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a song, isn't it? Oh, no, I've messed up.
No, it's fine. We'll pretend it's a film.
Thank you very much. Okay. Anna, what have you got for us?
I've got Bubblegum and Dumber.
Nice.
Indie Banana Joe. And the A Cream.
Oh, beautiful. Excellent stuff. Job. Glenn, what you got for us?
Hagen Cars. Any Given Sunday, haven't done anything with that. And Vanilla's in the Mist.
Okay, I'm going to have to come up with another one. Anything starring Whoopi Goldberg. There we go, done. That's my contribution. And now it's over to you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is shout out time, just after 9 here on The Breakfast Show. And this morning you were made to work for them via wordplay on the smash. We had ice cream versus the movies. Well done to Jane in Wigan on Oliver Twister.
Oh, no.
Children of the Cornetto from Nikki from Portsmouth. Beauty and the Feast from Robin in Wrexham. Blades of Knickerbocker Glory's good work from Rich in Wickham. We've got Saw Baby Driver from Ellen in Reading. Chalk Ice Age from Jamie in Devon. Cone Alone from Kay in Essex. Anything starring Millie Nobbly Bobbly Brown from Tinkin' Knots. The Wolf of Wolves Street,
yes,
from Graham in Dorset. Haagen-Dazs Boot from Will in Liverpool. Ben and Jerry Maguire from Danny in Altrincham. And V for Viennetta from Alison in Oxford. Well done, one and all. The smash will be back on The Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the Monday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. It is time for us to bid you farewell. And of course, thank you for tuning into the show. Now, in about 6 minutes' time, the latest edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Daily Podcast, it's going to drop. And all it needs is a title. Anna, Glenn, you can talk this through, make a decision between you in the absence of Matt. But the podcast naming bell rung on the following occasions this morning. My goodness me, what a list. At the end, all I could see was her legs. We don't need another hero phobia. Jake Quickenden is the reverse Sol Campbell. Furious Children sounding like Neil Warnock. You didn't want me to call you a little pump-pump princess. The interior design style of Misha Paris and I was a particularly pretentious child are all up for grabs. What's it to be?
I'm personally thinking legs because Tina Turner has featured so heavily on today's show. What do you reckon, Anna?
I would go with that.
At the end, all you could see was her legs.
Okay, so the name of the podcast is At the End, All I Could See Was Her Legs. You can get that wherever you get your podcast from. So Leona Graham's going to be up next. She will have the tea break trivia, plus she'll have the details you need to enter £1 million Make Me a Winner, which is worth £160,000. We'll be back amongst you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.